T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's go to Oshai Children's Hospital and check in this morning with Dr. Stephen Turkovich, the chief medical officer at the hospital. Dr. Turkovich, we're glad you're there. We'll talk about the radiothon in just a minute, but let me start with the COVID picture right now. What is the situation at the hospital with COVID cases that you're currently dealing with?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me. You know, it's a similar story as we talked about through the pandemic, in that the number of kids in the hospital, fortunately, with COVID is very low. Today, we have a census in the hospital of 192 patients that would be children and moms, and as of yesterday, 4 of them were admitted with COVID. So continued good news is that kids are not severely affected by COVID.
And this has really been the case ever since we've started talking with you and asking you these questions a little over a year ago. I'm wondering the other effects, though, of the past year on children. And we know that strictly COVID cases, you haven't seen that much on a day-to-day basis come into Oshai Children's Hospital. But other things that are attributed maybe to the stress of the last year, of not being in school, of isolation, of things like that, have you begun to see that impact, and how are you dealing with that?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, we've seen multiple different aspects of the effects of COVID on children and families. A lot of it has to do with their mental and behavioral health. And as we know, a child with a mental or behavioral health challenge, it affects the entire family. And we're starting to see parents as well having some challenges. So children with developmental disabilities like autism often really need that structure that they would get in school. And as they're not getting that, they're having more challenges with regulating their behavior. And then children having suicidal ideation, depression, anxiety, being admitted for things like that. And so, you know, it puts a significant amount of stress on the parents, on the family, and on the children. And our outpatient centers that manage children with mental health issues, we've seen 25-30% increases there. And our partners at Child and Family Services have seen the same thing. So across the board, there's been a significant increase in the need for mental health services.
You know, we've been hearing more and more cases or situations where children are becoming more withdrawn as this pandemic drags on. When is the time for a parent to decide, you know what, I think we need to get some help here?
Well, you know, it's different for everybody, but when a child is withdrawn, if they're not doing the things that they used to do to have fun, if you notice that they're spending more time alone in their bedroom, if it's starting to affect their diet and they're not eating like they would, specifically if they're not eating much, or we have seen an increase in children, especially younger children with eating disorders, you know, parents know their kids best. And so if you feel like there's a concern, certainly talk to your pediatrician first, and then also reach out to some mental health providers.
You know, it is a scary time for parents with so much unknown. It was a year ago, a brand new virus that we're talking about. Now that we have the experience of the last year and we know about these other effects that COVID has had on kids, especially when it comes to mental health and their personal development, how can parents feel safe, and what are some ways to maybe get out there and encourage parents to have your kids go out and play and, you know, go on a playground and do some of these things to kind of help them through this time?
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest lessons learned thus far is that transmission outside is very rare. And so I'm very comfortable, and I know that many people are very comfortable, in sending their kids outside to play without a mask, having fun on the playground. The one area outside where I would say you may want to wear a mask is if you're in a very tight setting with a lot of people, a festival or a sporting event. But if going outside in the backyard to a playground, things like that, kids really need that. And the risk of transmission through the air or even on surfaces outside is very, very low.
On the vaccine, we're expecting approval soon. Could be any day, really, from the FDA for children in that adolescent range, 12 to 15 years old. And there are some concerns from parents, especially because, you know, bodies are still developing at that age. I mean, actually, I think they really develop into the 20s. But, you know, this vaccine has not been tested over a long period of time. Do you have any concerns about that?
No, I really don't. And the reason is it's the technology around the vaccine. So the mRNA that actually causes the body to develop those antibodies breaks down very quickly after it gets into the body. It sort of disappears. So we know that the entity of the vaccine is not in the body for a very long time. And what it does is it causes a normal, natural process in developing antibodies. Every day we're exposed to pathogens, whether it be viruses or bacteria, and our body is constantly making antibodies. So it's just stimulating a natural process that does not affect fertility, growth and development, or anything like that. So personally, I think it's very safe. It's been very well studied, and we're looking forward to being able to offer this to those children as young as 12.
Do you expect this conversation to become more and more intense as that age kind of drops down, as we're expecting it to over the next year? Because as we've talked about so many times with kids, COVID, it's like the miracle. The one good thing about this virus is that it doesn't impact or have that really harsh impact on kids. And to, you know, look at that and say, do I need a vaccine for this for my, you know, 5 or 4 or 3 year old? What are you expecting those conversations to look like over the next year?
Well, you know, I expect to have multiple conversations with parents, and I hope that they do have a lot of questions, because I think that the more conversation we have around the facts of what we know, what we don't know, and fears, the more educated everybody can be. And you're right in that COVID, fortunately, does not cause significant acute illness in children. But the more the virus is circulating in the community, even in people that are asymptomatic, the more it has a chance to mutate. And then that potentially could develop some variants that are not going to be affected by the vaccine. So the more people we can get in total vaccinated, the quicker we can return to normal. And children are part of that solution.
Today is the Kiss Cares for Kids Radiothon all day long for Oshai Children's Hospital. Dr. Turkovich, you have been at Children's for as long as I can remember. Can you talk about what a special place this is, the team of people that you work with day in and day out?
Yeah, you know, you walk in the building and you have an amazing sense of teamwork, of spirit, and resilience. Kids are so amazing when they're faced with such significant challenges, how they meet it with a smile, with resilience, and they just warm your heart. Even some of the youngest ones that are so tiny, sometimes even less than a pound, how they grow and develop and thrive and overcome such tremendous challenges. It's inspiring to me. It's inspiring to all of my team members, whether they be nurses, therapists, physicians, pharmacists. The whole team is just amazing. It's, you know, many times you think about children being sick as being sad, but we also do bring a lot of warmth and happiness and healing to the hospital. And we can only do it with the support of the community. So as we celebrate the Radiothon today, I thank everybody for their donations and their continued support of the hospital.
And those donations help keep running and keep vibrant a place that, you know, I have to say, even myself, and it probably goes for a lot of Western New York, we take for granted that we have a children's hospital here. You kind of assume that every community has something like Oshai Children's Hospital, but that's not the case.
Yeah, you know, we are really fortunate to have that. And fortunately, many people don't have to use the hospital, but just knowing that it's there just in case gives such peace of mind to parents across Western New York. And with so many kids having such challenges here, especially with the pandemic and mental health in particular, the more support, the better. And unfortunately, reimbursement or insurance into the state is just not enough to keep things going. So we really do rely on the community to help provide the services for everybody.
That's right. And no. no child is turned away, and that's why that's so important, this radiothon. Dr. Turkovich, thank you so much. We always appreciate talking to you. Dr. Stephen Turkovich is the Chief Medical Officer for Oshai Children's Hospital. The Kiss Cares for Kids radiothon on WBEN airs all day today through 6 o'clock tonight, and there's different ways that you can donate right now by calling 323-2500. Pick up the phone and do that. You can text KISS CARES, one word, to 51555, or look for the donate tab right at the top of WBEN.com.